Welcome to The Higher Self and I, your go-to podcast that will release you of your victim mindset and become your one-way ticket towards the mind-blowing results you desire in your life and your business. I'm your host, Rebecca Hayden, mindset and business mentor, ready to help you unlock your mindset into gear and empower you to step into the person you always knew you were meant to be. A badass CEO who is here to claim her frickin' millionaire life. Ready to find out what life could be like if you just did the thing? Let's go, baby. Hello, my beautiful lady. Welcome back to Higher Self and I. I hope you're well, and I hope that you've got a bloody pen and paper because we are about to dive into some neuroscience. Oh, yes. But we're not actually looking at any beliefs today. We're not actually looking at any subconscious blockers that are potentially holding you back. However, that probably will come up. We're actually looking at the neuroscience behind your marketing. Oh, subconscious marketing, something that I have been teaching my clients for probably over 3 years now. This is when the kind of Ideal Client Clarity Bible came to fruition. If you've been following me since 2021, 2022, you know that I did a lot of work in this area. I spoke a lot around content. I had a group course called Visibility Queen. I had another group course called Attraction Marketing Magic. And it was all about really speaking to the subconscious mind of your ideal clients. And as I've gone on, as I work with more clients subconsciously, you know, actually with their subconscious and changing their subconscious and changing their lives, to be quite honest, I am the subconscious queen. There has been such an integration into me doing everything very subconsciously. And that is across the board within my business. I'm very intentional with that and how that works and kind of subconsciously how that works with people buying, people investing, people following me, finding me, jumping into the container and knowing that the trust is built pretty quickly from that. And that comes down to the subconscious marketing that I teach. Now, I'm not going to go through everything today because that would be telling you all of my secrets. And I have something coming up very, very soon, sooner than you think, actually, that is going to allow you to learn all of my subconscious marketing secrets, because we actually do something within my containers called neuro messaging. And that is really speaking into the neuroscience behind content creation and content, you know, across the board, whether it's stories, whether it's TikToks, whether it's Instagram posts, whether it's your emails. I use this in my podcasts all the time about how we can subconsciously sell all of the time without feeling like we're being this constant kind of in this constant push, pushing sales, bro marketing. I have so many clients come to me that they're like, I cannot do that anymore. It is not me. It doesn't work for me. I really want to jump into your container the way that I want people to jump into my container the way that I jumped into yours. And a lot of the time, this is coming from the subconscious mind. And how good that we can use it both in my one-to-one containers and in other containers that I have, the membership and other things that I've got launching this year. I can change your subconscious beliefs. And that is a big part of subconscious marketing that I do from an energy perspective, from a sales perspective. But equally, we can actually be changing our subconscious minds of our clients, because 95% of your audience decisions to invest in you is going to come from their subconscious. Let me say that a little bit louder for the people in the back. 95% of your audience decision to invest in you is subconscious. And you could be sitting here being like, Beck, surely we make these decisions consciously. Like, I don't get it. We're very conscious, right? Well, let me lean in and give you a brief introduction to the subconscious mind and how it works when people buy. 95% of all of our decision making, all of our behaviors, our habits, our beliefs, our emotions are derived from our subconscious mind. You know this. I say this time and time again. So that means that the person who chooses to buy or not buy from you is making that decision on a subconscious level, even if they are more of a logical buyer. It's still going to be happening subconsciously for them, and it just means that they probably need more of a logical push at the end of the investment. So today we're going to go a little bit deeper. Now, you probably know that we make purchasing decisions from both an emotional and a logical place, right? If you think about the last couple of investments that you've made, maybe things that you've bought, places that you've gone to on holiday, whatever you're buying or investing in, you will have made it both emotionally and logically. But here is the thing. Our emotions will always win over logic. Now, I have a very emotional audience, and I attract a very emotional audience because I am a very emotional person. And a lot of my content, the way I make you feel, the way that it's delivered, the way that I show up, the way that my energy is, the way that I am as a person, drives emotion within you. That is what I freaking want. Like, I want you to come off this podcast and be like, yes. Like, I love it when I'm in a call and people are like, let's fucking go. Like, the emotion behind it. And actually, a lot of our decisions are driven from that emotion. Now, I have spoke about these two key areas that I'm going to speak about today, and we're going to go into another couple of neuroscience bits today too. But I want to speak about these two areas, the emotional versus the logical. Now, the emotional is the amygdala, the emotional center of your brain. And you know that kind of like nervous, excited feeling you get before investing sometimes? That's the amygdala working its magic, right? That's when you're in the amygdala, you're in the emotional center. Now, the amygdala can help or actually hinder us in the investment process, because if we turn on the emotional center too much and the amygdala kicks off the fight or flight, that's usually when people don't invest, because they get so stuck in the kind of stress, fight or flight that this potential investment can use. And this is where I see people going wrong with consistently using, like with really consistently using pain point content all the time and leading with pain point content all the time, because you are just hitting them in the amygdala like you're hitting them round the face with a spade time and time again. And you actually then get people investing from a fight or flight response, which is never very good when they're in the container. Because when people invest from fight or flight, it's, oh my God, please fucking save me right now. And when you have a client who is in the please fucking save me right now, that client will, one, not show up in the way that you want her to show up, and two, be in the wrong energy for when you're trying to get her to sell or do anything or teach her or, you know, whatever you're trying to do. Now, luckily, in my containers, I can pull back out of fight or flight because I know exactly what to do from a nervous system point of view and a subconscious point of view. This is why I believe that every single coach slash business owner should have a real idea of mindset slash subconscious, because your clients will probably get even more incredible results that they are, because your subconscious is always going to have part and parcel of the results that you're trying to create for them. But this is what I find with the amygdala, is that if we speak too much into the pain points, if we speak too much into that kind of like the what they're going through in such a deep level. And that is still part of my content, right? Like I still use pain point content, but I use it in a way that I lead with the transformation and I lead with the activation. So I know, and the characteristics that I speak to with my client within my content, I'm speaking to the person who knows that they're in the pain, but knows that they equally want to get out of it and that they can get out of it. So just a bit of a side note there, but we've got the amygdala, which is the emotional center. And then we've got the prefrontal cortex, which is the rational center, right? So the prefrontal cortex is going to be that cute little list to weigh up the pros and cons. Right? We have that little like, let me just do a little pros and cons here about this investment that I'm making. But that pull, that excitement to buy, that is our emotional center taking the reins. And actually, when it comes to making sales and comes to making like selling your product, your services, your offer, and creating that into a sale, activating our audience is so important. And that's why understanding the neuroscience and understanding the subconscious mind really, truly matters. Now, I have my own unique method of teaching that. And I'm kind of letting you into this a little bit on today's podcast, because I have so many clients who come to me and say like, oh my God, like I knew you were the one. Like, did you seriously record this podcast about me? It was like you stepped into my mind. Beck, you just get me. Like, how can I become the business owner that isn't pushing sales, but is showing up as someone that makes people go, you are the one for me? And this is where we can really truly get this with that real beautiful in-between of the amygdala and the prefrontal cortex and a couple of other things that I speak about from a neuroscience perspective. So we've got the amygdala, which is the emotional center, and a lot of the activating transformational content, a lot of embodiment is going to help them really tap into the amygdala. It's creating that emotion. This is why people say to me all the time, you are so good at teasing and hyping a launch, because I am in your amygdala. Like I am getting you to feel the freaking feels, and I'm there feeling them with you. And so we can do that, right? We can really do that. Now, like I said, problem awareness is great. Like problem aware content is great, but the connection that you want to create is from the personality, your values, what you stand for, that because that is really going to super speed up the know, like, and trust factor when people are buying, right? And that's why I can have someone find me on a Monday, by the Monday night or by the Tuesday, they're jumping inside my one-to-one coaching, paying in full, and we've not even had a conversation in the DMs. Literally happened last week. And I do this because I know how the subconscious mind works on the deeper level, and I really teach my clients how to do this too. And I'm going to be teaching you in something that I've got coming next week as well. I am so excited, because I want you to know how to create content that hits in a way like that hits home with your dreamiest clients on a subconscious level. And honestly, get ready for your business to explode, because that's really truly what happens when we learn this, when we learn the understandings of the neuroscience and the subconscious behind your messaging, and really looking at it both from like knowing and understanding your ideal client's subconscious, but knowing and understanding your subconscious and how you sell and the energy that you sell into. So a couple of things that I do when we're looking at creating that vibe of you are the one for me. I don't need to I don't need to desperately sell. I don't need to constantly be trying to prove to someone that they need to buy. Like, I just want people to come in, know that I'm the one for them, and jump in. And that's what happens. So the first thing is the authenticity, right? And the transparency, actually. Transparency is something that I've really bought in this year. Because what happens from like the authenticity, transparency point of view is from a neuroscience perspective, it's actually your mirror neurons. and trust. And actually, when people perceive authenticity, mirror neurons in your brain activate. And when these activate, it actually fosters a sense of trust. So that kind of, that sense of trust then releases oxytocin, which makes you feel good and associates you with that bonding and social connection. This is why, you know, the embodiment piece, the you piece, the you in your business is so important. And having that real connection with your audience is really important at the moment too. Gone are the days where we could just chuck loads of Canva graphics up. Gone are the days, you know, people are not vibing with that anymore. People are loving that real kind of vloggy type vibe, getting to know you, getting to see you, getting to trust you, and actually being very genuine with your interactions, sharing your journey, sharing your values, sharing your challenges, to be honest, creates that connection that goes beyond the transactional. It goes beyond the transactional, and you really want that. You know, even if, like I said, someone can literally find me on the Monday and be buying a couple of days after, if not the same day. And that is because I've got enough content there for them to binge that shares my journey, that shows my values, that shows me and my personality and what's included in that. And actually going beyond that transactional relationship, you're going to have the trust. And 9 times out of 10, if someone does buy very quickly, the trust has come from maybe a referral or somewhere from somewhere else, or like, you know, them seeing that someone's just had the most incredible session with me and they've shared it on their stories. There's a lot of things around that, but that authenticity, transparency can have an incredible effect on the mirror neurons and the trust factor, which is what we want. Next is storytelling. I say this all the time. Now, I'm not going to go too far into this, but the hippocampus, which I don't think I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but the hippocampus and memory formation is something that engages when we tell stories, right? And it really is a region in your brain that's crucial for memory formation. And this is why when we're telling stories, telling the story, but also telling someone what you had on the sandwich inside the story that you're telling is going to make people remember what you had in the sandwich. So therefore, they'll remember what went on in the story. Literally, sometimes as simple as that. And narrative structures make information more memorable. So recalling your brand story is going to really help your ideal clients, your audience retain the story. And if you are educating through the story, that is even better because you're getting that hit of them taking some, you know, like learning something from you. You're getting that hit of them going, wow, like I'm taking something from this. This feels like a reframe for me. Like that kind of like continuous learning and adaptation. And the brain is really wired to seek new information. We love learning. So if we can tell a story and learn, you know, if we can do that at the same time as really connecting in with your story, people are going to start remembering you. And you want to be front of mind, right? You know, that is something that I really pride myself in the business. Like I'm in front of mind for a lot of people because I'm in a lot of places. I'm very intentional with the places that I'm in. I'm very intentional with what I'm doing in the business. And it keeps me front of mind for people. Not only that, but it's that connection as well. It's that really deep connection that I want to create within my brand message. Everyone knows that my top value is experience. I talk about the Mexican hats that I used to use on like, you know, all of these things. Like I tend to create such an experience around that because of it. And that kind of brings me on to my last point of today, which is the kind of positive brand association. This is why I'm so consistent with the colors in my story and the way that I do my stories. The way that I show up, the way that, you know, that happens is because of the release of the dopamine that are like it really associated with that positive experience. Experience is one of my top values. And so I try to create an experience on social media, in my emails, on my coaching calls, so that every interaction with me is positive. And this really like includes like customer service and the overall experience and people enjoying seeing it. This is why, you know, there's so many TikTok videos that go kind of viral that are so pleasing to watch. You know, when you watch a video and you're like, Christ, this is so pleasing to watch. There's a cleaner that I watch on TikTok. Me and my brother are obsessed with him. But like the way that he cuts his videos, it's that quick. I get so much dopamine from watching that video, not only because I love cleaning, but because of how quick the video is and how intricately it's cut and how he moves around the apartment and the sounds and the senses are included. It is all tapping into my subconscious. And that is why I follow him. I think he's just hit like 3 million or whatever on TikTok. But like he's just cleaning, like everyone can clean, like, but it's what he's done subconsciously behind the videos that's making more people want to watch. Like it's that release of dopamine and you're creating that positive experience, that positive brand association. And it's so clever. I have so many people who are like, Beck, your stories are always so on brand. They're so aesthetic. Like I love looking at them. I love like consuming them. You know, that's another subconscious part of the method because that is such a big part of it. Like if you're inconsistent with, even if it's with your colors and the fonts that you use, there's no trust there. Like that really goes down to the trust as well. Oh, you know how excited I get about this. You can feel it in my voice, can't you? And there's so much that we can go into from a neuroscience point of view, as well as the subconscious, because like I said, 95% of buying decisions are made from your ideal client's subconscious. So you knowing not only how to speak to their subconscious, but how to deliver that to their subconscious and to the neuroscience that's going on within their brain, you are going to blow the F up. And I think there's so many people in my audience who have created content for a long time, maybe feeling a little bit stagnant right now, or that something's missing a little bit. And I have so many clients who come to me who say like, Beck, like I'm so sick of either calling in this type of client or having people who are not ideal in my audience. And how do I shift into speaking to a higher caliber of client, and how do I move into that from like an energetic point of view from me and from my content, etc. And oh my God, the subconscious methods that I teach behind that is literally next level. So keep your eyes open, keep your ears peaked for next week, because something very exciting is landing, something that's going to allow you to be known as the go-to in your business, something that's going to have that real trust behind what you're saying, how you say it often, and knowing that when you post, you get paid. Yes, when you post, you get paid. I really want that clear positioning in the market for you, people loving to buy from you, and actually, you know, being able to express that daily and knowing that you're being very strategic with it. You know, this goes back to right at the very beginning of the business when I used to talk about the value sandwich. Those who have been here forever will know about the value sandwich, but it's all about subconsciously selling at all points. It's all about knowing the techniques where you can literally be selling every single day without feeling like you're pushing the sale onto them. And look, sometimes I strategically sell and everyone knows that I am full in selling mode, but a lot of the time I am constantly selling. But because it's so subconscious, it doesn't feel like from a viewer that it's too much, and from me selling that it's too much either. And that is exactly what I want from you. So I hope this has piqued your interest and just give you a little insight into what goes on behind subconscious marketing. Because I think so many times we want, like our brain really wants the logistics of why we do the things that we do. Why am I talking to the pain points? Why am I talking to the desires? Why do I need to call out the characteristics? And look, I have got the why behind every single one of them, because it all comes back to your subconscious and the neuroscience within it. So I will see you on the next episode. I love you lots. Bye-bye. Your love and support means the absolute world to me with this podcast. So if you have enjoyed the episode today, please make sure that you are sharing or reviewing or even rating the podcast, because it allows me to get into more ear holes. Now, if we're not connected on Instagram, head over and add me at @RebeccaHayden_. Come and say hello. I'd love to see you there, and I will see you on the next episode.